A Diamond in the Dust. Written by Sue Smethurst and Frauke Bolton-Boshammer. And read by Kathy Ogden.
Hello and welcome to Salisbury, the captain said. After an exhausting 18-hour journey via London with two lively toddlers in tow, we had finally arrived. The intense blast of hot air when we stepped down onto the tarmac instantly woke our travel-weary bones. The humidity was thick and stifling, nothing like we'd ever experienced in Germany, not even on the hottest days. But I relished the sun on my back and the warm air filling my lungs. A carpet of thick purple petals welcomed us to Rhodesia, now known as Zimbabwe. It was the beginning of the wet season and the jacaranda trees were still in full bloom. Roads around the international airport were lined with the sprawling trees. Their majestic blossoms showered brilliant mauve petals onto the scorched red earth every time a breeze from the Indian Ocean blew across Mozambique. A sea of purple ran to the cloudless horizon. I thought I'd arrived in heaven. I was so excited when Friedrich told us we were going to Africa. The furthest I'd ever traveled was a trip to Frankfurt after I'd finished school. I knew when I married Friedrich that a world of adventure awaited us, but Africa was beyond my wildest dreams. I also looked forward to skipping the freezing German winter. Friedrich had been offered a 10-month placement working on a property outside Salisbury, now Harare, with farmers George and Lynn Matsukis. George, who was friends with a German family we knew, had earned a reputation for his uncanny ability to grow crops in arid, subtropical climates. His invitation was a wonderful opportunity for Friedrich to learn how to adapt crops to challenging conditions and a chance for us to see a part of the world I thought I'd only ever see in books and movies. It was, in many ways, like a long working holiday. Before we left Flensburg, I found pictures of Rhodesia and other African countries in old magazines and library books, and tried to help the children create a mental picture of where we were headed. They were very small. Fritz was 3 and Margaret not quite 2 years old, and I don't think they really understood what was happening. We were all wide-eyed with wonder when we landed in Salisbury. The colors of the landscape changed rapidly as we drove out of town to our new home in Shamvar, an hour north of the city. The rich red earth, covered with miles and miles of thorny savanna, painted a very different picture to the endless rolling green pastures of home.